Life in the Australian bush has its challenges, among them droughts, floods and a significantly higher rate of suicide. In fact, people in regional Australia access mental health services at only 20% of the rate of people in metropolitan areas. And while there was an increase in the number of registered psychologists across the country in 2015-16, only 2 years ago 15 rural and remote local government areas didn't have a registered psychologist at all. Royal Flying Doctor Service Chief Executive Martin Laverty says there's a mental health crisis in some parts of Australia.
That tells you that things are pretty crook. We're looking to the federal budget in May to expand access to psychology services in remote Australia. No matter where you live in this country, it shouldn't determine whether or not you're able to get access to mental health care.
One in five Australians between 16 and 85 will experience a mental health disorder at some stage, no matter where they live. But the suicide rate is much higher in the bush. In major cities, it's 9.9 people per 100,000, rising to 19.6 people in remote areas. It rises again to 22.3 people per 100,000 in very remote areas. Those figures suggest there isn't a problem with the rate of mental health problems in rural areas, but rather a difficulty in getting help. National Rural Health Alliance CEO Mark Diamond explains.
What we see in terms of the distribution of the mental health workforce is that it's basically maldistributed, it's unevenly distributed. And not so much, well, certainly in the case of general practitioners, but the specialist mental health service, or mental health workforce in particular, where you have psychologists, social workers and a range of allied health professions that are underrepresented the further you get away from your major metropolitan centres.
Mr Laverty says despite their best efforts, the Royal Flying Doctor Service can't even come close to meeting the demand.
The flying doctors in the last 12 months treated 24,500 people in our mental health service, just part of the 350,000 people we saw. We know that we could almost triple our mental health services, and that perhaps wouldn't even touch the surface.
The federal government recently announced more than $100 million in funding for youth mental health service Headspace and another $9 million for improving telehealth in regional areas. Mental health experts have applauded the financial commitment, but Mental Health Australia's CEO Frank Quinlan says the strategy needs thorough planning.
I think what we need across rural and remote areas in particular is a much more thought out workforce strategy so that we can develop the sorts of programs and initiatives that will attract a workforce appropriately trained to rural and remote areas and that will retain them in those areas over time.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.